Today's learning list should be Lili Nishma Zachaim Luzer Shem Shaya Mesha Menani Rivka Best Mesha Zeri Shom Nachem Ara Mesha Bisfus for Shalem Achaim Mesha Yiba Malka Yenis Men Sarah Mein Rekha Sarah Malka Batriyitza Mefengel Dino Bisfus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simen Reish Vav and we are up to Sif Beis. So this whole Simen is actually, a lot of it is very negeya. Hayul of fun of pri adama. So somebody has on the table in front of him fruit that is a bayer pri adama. U pri eitz, has other fruit that should be a bayer pri eitz. U beirech al pri adama, and he had a brach, made the brach on the pri adama. He made the bayer pri adama. Now, but nischavin lifters pri eitz, and he had in mind that I also want to pater the pri eitz. Now, if you remember, we learned last week that if I made a bayri priya adama on something that is a bayri priya eitz, if I make a then I am yaitza. Now, as we said, that's not the right way to do it. You're not supposed to make a bayri priya adama on a bayri priya eitz, but if you did make a bayri priya adama on a bayri priya eitz, you are yaitza. Now here, you are making the right bracha because you were going to eat bayri priya adama fruit and you were going to eat bayri priya eitz. But when you made the Bayer Priya Adama, you had in mind that you also want to be Yotza, the Bayer Priya Eitz fruit. Yotza says in the Mechaber Yotza. Now, obviously, that's not the right way to do things. You should have made a Bayer Priya Adama, had in mind only the fruit that's a Bayer Priya Adama. And you should have made a Bayer Priya Eitz and had in mind only the fruit that is a Bayer Priya Eitz. However, you are still Yotza. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. This is the Eved. You should not have had in mind to be Yaitz of the Bayer Priyaitz. The Toiv Yaitz, Levarach, Brachem Yechedis, the better to make the Bracha the Chachamim told us to make on it. Besides the fact that you made the wrong bracha, you also did another thing wrong, because you really, when we learned this, and we're going to learn this shortly, that it is when you have Bayer Priya Eitz and Bayer Priya Adama, Bayer Priya Eitz, because as a more special bracha, is considered more chashiv, and therefore you should have made the Bayer Priya Eitz first anyway. Lefanov, Naked Lefanov Lerubusa, doesn't necessarily have to be in front of him. That fila hayu Lefanov Priya Eitz Geshe Beirach Le Niftem and Melon Keneschavim Behed Yeliftar. It's telling us another chiddush over here. If let's say I sat down on my table and I had a vegetable platter and I had a fruit platter on the table, and when I made the Bayer Priya Adam, I did not have in mind the Bayer Priya Eitz. So even though normally, let's say I had different things of Bayer Priya Adam, we'll learn that shortly in this siman. And I made the Bayer Priya Adama, it's Yaitza, everything on the table or everything that I intend to eat, that's a Bayer Priya Adama. Over here, since the appropriate bracha for the fruit is Bayer Priya Eitz, if I had in Kavana that I want to be Yaitza, that Bayer Priya Eitz with the Bayer Priya Adama, then the making that bracha is goes ahead and patters it. However, if I did not have in mind, I just had in mind for the Bayer Priya Adama, I didn't even think about the Bayer Priya Eitz, I then, when I eat the Bayer Priya Eitz, I'll make another bracha. But what happens the other way, that I had only on the table the Bayer Priya Adama, but I knew that in the middle of I'm eating, I'm going to go to my refrigerator and take an apple. When I made the Bayer Priya Adama, I had in mind that I want to pop that apple that I'm going to eat. It would also patter that apple. Again, that's not the appropriate way of doing it. It is the b'di'evit. Pri adamu priya eitz. B'chein, and so too, m'hayu l'fan of davar shebichase shahakel. What happens if you had a shahakel? The davar shebichase priya adam. And you had another item. So you had a piece of meat and you had cucumbers on the table. And you made the bracha on the meat first. And the schavim b'shahakel lifter gama min hasheni. You had in mind during making the shahakel that you want to patter the vegetables as well. Yotza b'di'evit. Once again, you were yotza b'di'evit. Okay. Now, yotza v'ayim b'shari tshuva. The yeshchol kanal zeh that those who argue svir luhu shafilu nischav and lifter as priya eitz. I'm unuch lefan of lo yotza. That even if I had in mind that I wanted a pata the priya eitz, I'm not yotza. V'tzarich lachzul levarich bayir priya eitz, and I have to go ahead and make another bayir priya eitz. U'biyachas bayir priya adama lehaisa lebetayla. Now, normally, if I have an apple, and I'm only eating the apple, and we just learned this last week, but the Eved, if I go ahead and I make a Bayer Priya Adama, I'm yotze, and I can eat the apple. But in that case, if I wouldn't eat the apple, it would be a bracha levatala. Over here, although I had in mind to be yotze the apple as well, lemaisa, if I tell you that it's not yotze the apple, my bracha is not levatala because I'm also eating cucumbers. So therefore, my bracha is not levatala. So there's others who say, since it's the wrong bracha, even though you had in mind, you should not be yotze. Okay? Now we got a problem. Okay, so we got one shita that holds that the Bayer Pri Adama pat is the Bayer Pri Eitz. You have another shita that holds that it's not, it doesn't pat. Masik to be Eved ain lachsa levarach. L'maisa, you should not make a new bracha since it's a suffix. Ukadasa Shulchan Aruch, as the Shulchan Aruch says, the suffix bracha is lahakul. Okay, so since we have a shita that holds that since I had in mind to be Yitz of the Bayer Pri Eitz, I'm Yitz, so therefore I should not make a bracha. But Yitz Taiv, therefore what's better? Liyaz Nimlach, I should go ahead and not eat the Bayer Pri Eitz, and I should wait an appropriate amount of time. I should decide not to eat it. Shalo Yechel Me'ad Bayer Pri Eitz, Elach Hazman, go wait for time. Or there's another Eitz that I saw, you could be Mishana Makam. Remember, if you're Mishana Makam, you need to make a new bracha. And then you'll be able to make the appropriate bracha Bayer Pri Eitz. Now, he does bring down here inside an interesting question. It's just so we don't make a mistake. We know that generally there's a rule that we don't create bracha shein etzrichas, right? I don't make a bracha for no reason, right? So oftentimes, if you're about to wash, classic example, you're about to wash for a suda, and you decide you want to pick from the food before you're going to wash, right? I'm going to wash in a minute, but I'm going to go. So I have to make a bracha. You're creating a bracha shein etzricha because once you wash, you're not going to have to make that other bracha. That's the idea. We're not talking about talachas in that case, but that's the idea of a bracha shein etzricha. Now over here, if I go with the shita that by the yavet I was yaitz on the fruit, then by going ahead and waiting intentionally in order to have to make a eitz on the fruit, l'chayra, I'm making a bracha shein etzricha. So he brings down over here that from the Bi'ur Halacha, that the Bi'ur Halacha, that in we learned this back in Simcha Hey, that it's really not a bracha shein etzricha. What is the a bracha shein etzricha means I'm creating a bracha for no reason. Over here, I'm not creating it for no reason. I have a shita that says I was yaitza the fruit, so I have a shita that holds I wasn't yaitza. So I can't make another bracha because of that shita that I was yaitza. Now I want to be able to eat the fruit not with a b'di'evid, not only according to one shita. I want to be able to eat the fruit according to all shitas. Therefore, I'm waiting or I'm changing my place in order to be able to make a bracha and be able to eat it with a proper bracha. So it's not shein etzricha. It's needed for a purpose because I want to do it in order to be mahadar and follow all the halachas. Okay, let's go to Sif Gimel. Kol elu habrachas sarach shel yafsik ben bracha l'achila. All these brachas that we learned till now, you cannot make a hefsik between the eating and the making the bracha and the food. What's considered a hefsik? Says the Rama Yosim Kdei Dibur, as we'll see, that's Shalom Alecha Rebbe. But tzarich lashmiel aznav, another rule in the bracha, you have to hear it when you say it. If I said the words, but I didn't hear it, I'm yaitza. Again, but the evid, you're supposed to hear the words. Now, certainly, if there's other people, as we learned earlier, if there's other people in the room, you're supposed to say it loud enough that they should hear it as well, so they get the skills of answering amen. You have to say it with your mouth. You can't just have in mind the bracha. That's certainly not enough. When the Mar Michal Lashi, you can make the bracha in any language. V'lo Yevarach Arim, you know how to make the bracha naked, as we learned by Tvila, right? V'lo Yerubacha Ervas Dava. Ad Shiachaser Vasa, you have to cover up your Makam Erva. B'medvam Amurim Be'ish, with a man. Avalisha, this is not Sonegeh today, where they have dirt floors. And Yaisha, then the mode of dress was different. Avalisha Yasheves Upanel Shalmata Tuchas Bekarka, her lower face, referring obviously to her Makam Erva, is in the ground, that is considered covered. It's covered. Now, not only can't you be naked, but so if somebody's wearing like a tunic or a lady's wearing a nightgown, right? So the without clothes under it, without a belt, that would be libay rayis erva. All these halachas we learned way back when by tefillah, so that's also no good. You have to either put on a belt, or you have to or you have to put something to separate between the erva and the libay in order to make a bracha. And the last halacha he said is that when the head has to be covered, obviously that by a man definitely has to be wearing a yarmulke or a hat or something when they're when they're making a bracha. It does bring down over here that according to many shitas, that according to, if you can please mute, that is not muted. There's another shita over here that there's another, we brought down, I think it brings it down in Piskei Tshuva, if I remember correctly, that according to many, a married woman should not make a bracha with her hair uncovered. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. We'll see. Bein bracha l'achili, not supposed to be mafsik. Who are different bechas mitzvahs by bracha mitzvah? Same things by bracha mitzvahs. You're making a mitzvah, bracha on lulav. You should not make the bracha and then be mafsik between then and shaking the lulav. Yaisa mikadei dibor, heinu kadei shaylis talmud l'rav, a talmud asking his rabbi, shu shalom alacha rabbi, some say shalom alacha rabbi mairi, yaisa malacha chasha hafsik, anything longer than that is a hafsik. Umeir b'shtika, that amount of time is considered a hafsik when you're being quiet, you're not saying anything. Abel dibor, speaking, afilu mila achas have hafsik, even one word, kol shiloy l'tzarech abrach, as we learned by the Birchas HaMaitzi. If it's, I need a knife, or I need the salt, that's, it's a tzarech achila, that's not a hafsik. There's another difference between being quiet and dibra. If you spoke out between your bracha and your eating, you have to make a new bracha. By being quiet is l'chatchila. As long as you are not mesiach das, but you do not have to make another bracha. Okay, so far we got those halachas of hefsik. You can't be mafsik. You shouldn't be mafsik. However, if you were mafsik and you're quiet the whole time, you don't have to make another bracha as long as you were still thinking about the food the whole time. If you spoke out, you have to make another bracha. The Philip Neah covered by year also hafsik. Even from somebody that you need to respect or somebody that you fear, you're not allowed to be mafsik. Vim hifsik, if you were mafsik, you have to make another bracha. So if you're in shul and you decide to have a little piece of Danish in the shul and they're mila kaddish, you, before you take the bite and swallow, you can't say amen. Another rule, you should be very careful if you're drinking something that's very hot or extremely cold, because you might try to drink it and it'll turn out it's too hot. You can't drink it. You'll have to blow on the fork in order to make it not on the food, in order to make it not so hot. And therefore, you'll end up being mafsik. Umisha berach ha-maichel. Now, what happens if somebody made a bracha? Lasha berach nimas bein. If you decided you're not interested, you're grossed out by the food. You should eat a little bit. It shouldn't be a bracha levatola. Now, it's very important over here. This is talking about that I was about to eat. I was in the mood. And then person's not feeling well. All of a sudden, he became nauseous. He's not interested in the food. But if he realized that the food is spoiled, that it's disgusting, taking the bite doesn't help. Number one, you don't make a bracha on such food, so it doesn't help. Number two, you'd be over about the shaksu. So what he's talking about, that you got nimas from it, you got disgusted by it, means you yourself. Not that the food is bad, you just decided you're not in the mood. You should still take a bite because you made a bracha already. But right, so lishtes mayim sheshef chatsim, if you want to drink water, we learned earlier on, there's certain cases that you pour out a little bit of water before you drink from it. Yish brachtila v'achikach yivarach, you should first pour out, and then you should make the bracha, the taveya sinu. Mishum hefsik, mishum bizu bracha. You don't want to make a bracha on something you can't drink yet. And second of all, it's going to be a hefsik. Ken kaz b'shari tshuv, b'shem reish reish, b'shem achorinim. K'shoichel egg, guys, you're eating a walnut. Yish berenu b'achkech yivarach. You should break it and then make a bracha. Why? De'en k'dei l'hafsik habra ben bracha l'chila. Number one, you're going to have to make a hefsik. V'oi, then another reason, shem aleim tzeni yafa. Maybe once you break open the shell, sometimes you open a nut and it turns out to be spoiled. So you end up with a bracha l'batala. V'en a rule of bracha. You couldn't make a bracha on this. Now, so even though there's a concept of making a bracha on a shalem, but over here we have two problems. Number one, you're going to be mafsik. And number two, it potentially turns out that it was spoiled. We discussed it over there. Sometimes making a shlema is better. If you're not going to eat into the shlema, it's going to create a big hefsik. You can cut out a piece and then stick it back in. It should appear like a shlema. A lot of the gedolim would peel up and then put the peel back on. It should look whole and then make the bracha. Let's finish up the Mishnah Berurah. B'svasav, you have to say the bracha with your mouth. Avlim hira b'libe sabrach, if you just had it in your mind and your heart. Lo yatzi yinat yoyitz v'ayin lo b'sim kuf pehe sevi beiz Mishnah Berurah. Simen beiz sim samach beiz v'beir alocha sefti b'maskul yatzi. We did it all already. B'chol lashen. Ayin lel kuf pehe sevi zal b'Mishnah Berurah. You can say it in any language. If you're saying it in any language other than Lashon Kodesh, we learned you have to know what you're saying. You can't say, if you don't speak French, you can't make a bracha in French and not know what it says. Be'ish shahagid va'abeyim boltim v'nirin, that when a man, even if he's in the dirt, his erva would still be seen. Lo'y mahani m'lo'y kisu, there's no other way other than to cover it with a cloth. Tuches bekarka perish, the boikos u'mechosais bekarka, the woman would sit, and the dirt would completely cover erva. V'tzarekli is mechosai kolchai sh'lo'y nir agbeisel, it's not just enough that her front should be covered, but her back has to be covered as well. The back also is considered an erva. The Magen Avraham holds that only the front has to be covered in order for it to make a bracha. Obviously, we're talking about that it's just women in the room. If there were just men in the room, there would be other issues with that. Obviously, this last part is not really so negaya today. But certainly, if you're alone in a room and you decide you want to have a drink and you just came out of the shower, you have to be covered up. And it's not just enough that your robe is covering. You got to make sure the robe has a belt. So you shouldn't have libay roya se'erva before you make a bracha. The same thing in the morning. If a person's wearing a robe and he's making alatil sidayim or ashiyotza, you have to make sure that the robe has a belt and you don't have a problem of libay roya se'erva when you make the bracha. And of course, your head has to be covered when you make the bracha as well. Okay, we'll stop over here. And in the midst of Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.